It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Okay, and we're here again. It's another episode. And should I say, unfortunately, the last episode of the 4Play Podcast Season 3. And we are about to have fun, talk about everything that happened during the year of 2023, everything that's trended. And, you know, this podcast is interesting and it's wild and it's crazy at the same time, because we also have a new person who is joining us today, and someone who you would usually hear his voice, but his voice isn't on here. So it's not like it's a replacement, but we do have a new goon in the studio.
Yo.
Yeah, the motherfucker's name is Big Dave.
Big Dave. Yeah. What's up? Hey, everyone. Big Dave here.
Okay. My name is Carter with the double T, and you're listening to the 4Play Podcast. We got Mr. Mega with the double G.
Say what? Back in the house after people said that I did not show up in the last time.
Because you did not, sir.
Absconded.
I was here in spirit.
Delight.
I was in the room.
Wow.
Gravitating.
Wow. Talkie, what's up? What's popping?
Yeah, I'm all right. Let's get on. Final episode, season 3. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Oh, my God.
I felt that. Oh, my God.
Well, today we're going to be talking about trends from 2023, everything that's trended, everyone that's trended, what they've been saying, what they had said, if there are updates to it, and all of that stuff. In fact, we have probably had these conversations during the month of the other episodes of the 4Play Podcast, so go check those ones out as well. www.coolfm.ng. Check out season 1, season 2, and season 3, and don't forget to follow Cool FM Kano on all social media platforms. Now, let's get straight into it. Now, the year started with a little bit of Big Brother Nigeria, you know, wahala. We had the Big Brother Titans, where we had the Menace, who is Finna at this point. What's the other people's name again? We also had a winner. Her name was Kosi. Yeah. Kosi won the Big Brother Titans. What do you guys have to say about that particular Big Brother Titans? Because it wasn't Nigeria.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even remember it. That's how it just came and went. I mean, I remember the thing, but it didn't quite last long in my head. It just came and left. And it seemed like we were much more concerned about the elections. It's like, oh man, these politicians want to distract us with Big Brother. We no go agree. So emotionally, maybe I'm speaking for myself, but I think not many people were invested in that Big Brother like we should have. Yeah.
I think quite a good number of people were. I don't know, because some people were talking about how it's a South African thing, but yeah, for some weird reasons they tapped into Nigeria because of the numbers, and yeah, they decided to do a merger. Some of us weren't too happy about the idea, but I think they did quite a good, I mean, we were not expecting them to do BB Niger numbers, by the way. BB Niger is BB Niger. BB Titans is on its own. And I think some Nigerians actually felt like they were going to give it to a South African at the end of the day. So most people were not shocked that, you know, Kosi won it. And just like every other reality TV show for me, it was just there, you know. But I loved some of the accents, by the way. And I remember Blue Ivor. I think that's her name, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she was
The baddie.
loved everything about her, and it was a decent way to get
summary
that.
Is the show was mead.
Yeah. Oh
wow,
okay, cool, that ends it. Show was mead. And yeah, let me correct myself, I said Finna actually was part of that Big Brother Niger. Finna was not part, she was part of the one before that one.
Level Up. Yeah,
Level Up, exactly. Now, straight out the Big Brother Titans, the elections were also happening at that same time, around February, March, you know. We had conversations about who was going to win. There was the Peter Obi saga, there was Tinubu saga, and so many other politicians who were, you know, part of the race and everything. Y'all give us your own perception of how you think that election ended, the way it ended. Were you thinking it was going to end that way?
Well,
do
I for one.
You think our president would have been our president? Were you thinking our president now would be our president then?
First off, that period was a really emotional one for me. And here's why. I think it was a period where the politicians played on our weakness as citizens of the country.
Wow.
a lot of people changed because they were playing the tribal card and all of that. Mm-hmm. And he messed a lot of friendship up and a lot of things. I remember going to buy something and someone was like, "Ah, you are not our people now. Go and buy it from your place."
Wow.
I love that kind of conversation. But yeah. And it was a lot. But it was also an exciting time for me because I had a wager with someone about Peter Obi winning at least 2 states. And Percy said, "No." Well, I want money. Good money.
Wow. Right, we should get into wages.
Elections, but you won.
You won. I want something from that. It was exciting.
I mean, did I think the person who is the president now could have won? Yeah, I mean, I knew that Labour Party came with a force and they will shake things around, but I didn't think it was enough to like turn things over and eventually win. So for me, it was a bit of a closer. Will it be PDP, APC? But it seemed more APC at the end of it. That's how I saw it, though.
Yeah. I think I actually saw APC winning. There was no doubt whatsoever.
You, from the very beginning, you had seen APC winning.
Thank God you haven't seen it. And let me explain it to people. I'm sorry that, you know, I hate to say this. I told you something, after the Supreme Court judgment. But the thing was, I was taking a look at the three top contestants that we had, candidates that we had, Atiku, Peter Obi, and of course Tinubu. And I looked at it from a critical, you know, point. Taking a look at where Atiku's stronghold used to be in the East. Let's not act like we don't know that, yes, of course, Peter Obi would take that away. So it got me thinking, if the East that was Atiku's stronghold before is not taken off of him by someone else, where does he want to get the votes from? So I looked at someone that has like a general, maybe acceptability across the country, and it always looked like it was always going to be Tinubu because the party knew what they were doing. It was not supposed to be him, you know, to represent the party, but at the end of the day, it was him because they felt like he stood the better chance of winning. So, yeah. And I remember saying, look, 2027 is actually going to be a more decisive year than 2023.
Huh.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe LP will win in 2027. We never know.
If they still day 2027, ha, they go still day.
But you guys be thinking 2027 is actually far. It's not far.
It's not far.
We're already in 2024. That's just like a year away from, like 2 years away from here.
Look, the party will definitely not be what it was in 2023 during the elections. Mm-hmm. But I know that Peter will be. The way he stands today, he made like how many? Was it 4 million he made at the last election? The number of votes that he had. Look, he has the power, he has the strength, he has the push to actually float his own political party, and he would still do those numbers. So, yeah. Labour Party has to be careful. If he decides to, you know, cut ties with them, he's still going to be good. Is the PDP actually pitied the most? Because one more.
And that's crazy because PDP used to be the ruling party that time. And there was a time where it was PDP. But, well, besides kicking politics away, because we already know what the president is now. There's nothing we can do about it. Let's talk about Yole Doche, okay? Now, there was a time during this year where Yole Doche was trending all over social media because of his wife May and his second wife Judy.
Were you not entertained?
These people were doing all sorts of things on social media. First of all, May finally announced that she's leaving Yole, and she also got like a restraining order against Yole Edoche. And his second wife Judy came out every single time to talk. In fact, I think they lost their child as well.
Yes.
And then Judy had the audacity. Oh, let me just throw this question out there since we are all here. Like, do you think Judy had the right to say anything about the child or post the child or talk about the child with the knowing fully well that number one, she's the second wife, so she's the reason why the relationship or marriage was shaky, and now she feels like as if she could just come in and say what she wanted to say on children that is not your own?
I mean, condoling with somebody, you don't even have to be their ex-wife or second wife.
Yeah,
you
condole with him or whatever part of the family.
When you lose someone, everybody should tell you sorry.
Yeah.
So I didn't think that was the problem. But the thing is, you know what? All these husband and wife things, they never ever give us the full gist. And this is always the problem with, okay, so how do you judge, or how do you, whose side will you swing on? Yules decides he wants to take a second wife. I mean, at default, everybody says, "Oh my God, you have done the worst." But you know, Yule is not exactly giving us the backstory. The wife, first wife, Ma, is not giving us the full story. So it's like we're not sure what's going on. And at the end of the day, if we are the people who say we want happiness, it's like, if Yule is happy taking a second wife, should we go for him? Or I mean, think about the first wife who is now not happy that the husband is taking a second wife. So the thing was just scattered for me. I didn't know where to belong, but I just didn't want it to be a physical something where they will have to fight.
Yeah, putting together a Netflix show where they will now come and tell you everything. Man, it showed me that.
You see.
With all this acting that was there, they were acting. The other video where he was running after him. Give me my car key.
Those two people.
They are so jokers, weird. Man. Like, it's so awkward. Grown-up citizens like this, you'd expect better.
Yeah.
Come for the gist.
You ready? Right
now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Anyways, though, they'll be fine. Big Brother All Stars also started this year. We had two Big Brothers this year. First of all, it was Big Brother Titans and then Big Brother All Stars. But before the All Stars, we had Hilda Bassey try to break the world record.
Let's go, girl!
Which she did. Okay.
So excited.
Sadly, update.
Oh,
update.
Yeah, we're going to give you updates on that because it looks like that has been taken away from her. But she doesn't seem to have
the same year. We know we finished the year.
There's something about Hilda winning that, you know, that record and the support she got. And it just tells you that we are in this Niger, but Lagos is just something else, man.
Well, it could
have been. I mean, I don't want to speak like I know the future, but I don't see that happening if you try it in another state. That support, maybe Abuja fee try small, but Lagos, everybody just came all out, and it could only have been Lagos. Otherwise, it would be pretty much more difficult.
We have Chief Tef Dami now. Did she not try? Who came out?
Man, she did in Ekiti now. This is the thing.
Not Mega doing her dance.
So shout out to Lagos. Shout out to Hilda Bassey
True. Okay, so Big Brother Nigeria All Stars, the idea of bringing back past winners and what do you call them now? Contestants, I'll be housemates from other Big Brother Nigeria seasons, putting them in the same house and having them win 120 million naira. And right now we do have a winner, the Gen Z Baddie. But what do you think about that concept of bringing old winners and everything that surrounded the whole Big Brother Nigeria All Stars, basically? Like, what do you have to say?
Well, I think it was for the ratings, and it kind of worked. Here's why. After the, what's the first one now? The South African one.
Titans.
Titans one, I think the ratings went down. And they had to do something to actually push the rating back up, and they called a couple of people. It was good. I liked it. I liked the chaos inside and outside.
I think the idea of the All-Star was actually birthed after the Level Up season, I think. I think Ebuka did a little snippet or something where they talked about it's going to be like All-Stars. They're bringing the old guys. But even before Titans, I think it was a concept that they looked at. Ratings wise, I don't know. I feel like some brands were hurt in the process. Yeah, you know when you're coming into a show like that and you're relatively unknown, there's every possibility that you are most likely going to like build whatever it is that you're building from scratch. But imagine a Shea, for example. You go there as an already established brand and then you are stepping out with so much, you know, dark cloud surrounding. Yeah, so it was like almost like a make or break situation for some of them. And then again, we didn't enjoy them in their elements.
Yeah.
The most people who did the most were people who left their previous seasons earlier and they felt like, look, I didn't sell myself. Let me come and show up. You understand? But the rest that had brands, we were just hearing people bragging, talking about how if you don't have 10 million, don't come and tell me that you want to take me out.
Some people now overconfidence kill them. I mean, they just felt like, no be me.
I'm going to win.
Who is this Ilebaye from nowhere? You know, and which was what gave that Ilebaye.
Is an Ilebaye stan.
Yes, I am. And it's statements like that made me started supporting her. Be like,
same here.
Why are you guys feeling like, no.
Messi in particular.
Let somebody rest. What's like
Lord and Messi.
She's going to win him. Like, hold up.
White money. You know, let people hear what. See the problem now. And by the way, yes, another person whose brand was hurt was White Money.
Yeah, White Money.
Was dented badly.
Yeah. Yeah. And he came out of the house and said that his people outside the house actually sabotaged him and sold his vote.
Liar! Two lies!
Oh my days. Anyways, though, you're listening to the 4Play podcast brought to you by Cool FM Kano. Don't forget, you can follow us on social media on all platforms at Cool FM and check out the previous episodes of the podcast, www.coolfm.ng. And don't forget to listen to us too, 96.9. Turn on your radio, check us on the app, check us on the website, and do the needful. Back to the conversation here with this episode of the podcast, things that trended in 2023. Let's talk about basketballs versus AY, AY versus Julius Agu.
Basket Mouth, according to the stories, was the clear enemy.
It's the villain.
It's the guy who didn't want anybody to progress. I'm the guy, the godfather of comedy. If you're not on my side, forget it.
Call me the king or call me the kingpin. Is it guru guru? Canada, same thing. And we out.
I didn't think that many people would be lying. And I mean, these are people who are not friends, right? So it was easy for me personally to believe their story, that, you know, Basket Mouth wasn't exactly giving them the support, or at some point if you fall out with him, he's going to try to step on you, because he had issues with AY. Julius Agu mentioned somebody as well. Del Stalker said something about Basket Mouth too. So, and even he tried to make a joke out of it by, I don't know if that was an apology, but he just, or he was trying to promote his.
He has his show out.
So, I mean, I don't know what's going on there, but I hope that was a genuine apology and they can move on from there, though.
That apology was not genuine, though, because towards the end, he still had the ticket sale. Go and buy ticket to see this one. Exactly. So, he get that CBO. My thing is, why doesn't he feel the need to address it, though? If you're constantly being called out, like, to be honest, from what Detox just said, yeah, when I watched the AY was very detailed. You know how he's saying it, you are literally like, you feel like you were there, you're part of it. And being entertainment people, it was like, oh boy, this is the AY they talk, it makes sense.
I think it's deliberate, he's not addressing it because he doesn't want the thing to close. This guy's always like publicity, so if he addresses it, he has the thing, the story don't end. So we have to keep talking about it, like we are mentioning it in the 4Play podcast. So I think that's why, though.
That's crazy.
Wish them all the best.
We do.
Sell more tickets, my good sire.
Period. Okay, fast forward to a book that was written by a Ghanaian actress. Her name is Yvonne Nelson, and she wrote a book about Sakode and Yanya. And she says that Sakode actually got her pregnant and she aborted the baby because he said he wasn't ready to father a child.
Money no be problem. After he said that, when you want the song black like this, you now come and say, money no be problem for that guy.
Sakode said he's not ready. He's not doing it. I don't know whether it was after that. I think probably it was after that she now met Yanya. She said that Yanya cheated on her with Tonto DK. And also, Nigerians went and dug out an interview with Tonto DK talking about Yanya. She was like, yeah, he's a nice guy, but I don't, like, find him sexually attractive, blah, 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 blah. Do you think Yvonne Nelson... And during that period, I was saying that Yvonne Nelson wrote a book the same time Yanya was dropping a song.
Perfect.
And then Yanya was not talking about... He has still not said anything about that allegation till now. He hasn't tried to close the chapter or give us more light into it. Do you think they had, like, a cooperation? They came together and said, I'm going to drop my book. You drop your music and we use each other to sell. Like, do you guys think that's what happened? Because I honestly think that's what happened, to be honest. Because they've not said anything about it. We've not even heard about Yvonne Nelson.
You know, I feel nothing. I feel like Yanya is trying to protect someone in all of this madness. And if he were probably to be as open and honest as, you know, Yvonne Nelson was while writing the book, there are lots of people that will be hurt. And I think he's towing the line of, what's his name now, Jim Ike. I think I saw a couple interviews where he talked about, they tried to ask him about his past relationships and he tried so hard to escape from answering that question because he felt like no matter how you answer the question, it will still go back to either bashing an ex who is now married or saying saying so many lovely things about that ex that would make their present partner feel like, wow, so you and this guy were this close. So yeah, sometimes, and guys do that a lot too. We don't air out so many things. We just keep quiet about it and we just
some
move on.
Some guys.
Yeah, some. And some. I feel like Inyanya belongs
guys.
To
he's a lie. Some guys.
Most
the
guys.
Guy, the most of the gist we hear these days is not from guys' mouth.
Hey.
Is it not from guys' mouth? Is it not from guys' mouth?
If it's you hear half. So even the one you think you have heard is not even the half of the story.
We never even start to.
As in,
just scratching the surface.
Men be talking a lot these days.
Inyanya, say records, but don't throw anybody under the bus.
That's true. Well done.
This is the 4Play Podcast.
Anyways, though, Travis Scott came to Canada to shoot
a
video.
Yes, my guy.
Yeah. Okay, this shit is out of control. I'm driving through hell and I done brought snow.
Yeah, if you haven't checked out that video, go check it out. He actually went to like the outskirts of Kano, not like the township part of Kano. So that was a good thing. People were like, why are you not going to Lagos? What are you going to do in Kano? Excuse me. He shot came here and shot the video though, so that was great.
Haters.
We had some breakups that happened this year. We had Lupita break up with her boyfriend recently. We had Joe Jonas break up with his wife. Well, she actually mentioned that she found out about the breakup on social media.
Yes, and she's currently kissing somebody already.
This girl's in loyal.
Yeah, loyal, sir.
In loyal.
In the midst of the divorce saga.
Now, like
it's
this.
It's not a locked in with you. This life. Y'all is doing things. This life's not. Look at Lupita now. But the Lupita one was because she left a black guy for a white guy. So, yeah.
Is she in a relationship?
Yeah, she is. The guy is white.
Oh.
They say, yeah.
Why is good? Because I feel like a lot of black guys these days don't want to date black women. So, like, the women would definitely date the white guys, I feel like, at this point. So, I mean, kudos to her. Congratulations. Oh, whoa, they be moving on really fast, though.
I'm telling you, they ain't loyal,
my goodness.
Man.
Like, what am I doing in my life? Hey, God. But yes, Rihanna also gave birth to her second child this year as well.
Yay.
Congratulations.
We had not even gotten over Rihanna put into bed one child. Then she went out there and did it all over again.
Why are you saying it with so much disgust?
And but I'm just saying, like, so it's the thing is, the more Rihanna continues to have children, chances of we getting songs or albums.
Well, I feel like her having kids.
So from this my selfish corner, where I'm looking for music from Rihanna, I'm like, oh my gosh, she didn't just have another baby.
We're all looking for music from Rihanna. Looking for music from Rihanna. But in the midst of all of this baby being given birth to, we also had baby drama with Davido. So Davido's baby mamas came out in their multitude.
It was a lot, man. It was like the season.
I get you pregnant. I move to the next one. I get her pregnant. I greet you, bros.
I greet you, bros. Let me touch down that guy too. Yes, I definitely greet you. That one too. Yes,
I greet you, baby mama. Let me touch down that baby mama. That one. You don't like. We don't bought like two children.
I greet you, BF.
BM. Not my baby mama, asna.
Well, Davido was being dragged by Ananita, and she's based in the US, and she said that Davido got her pregnant. And according to her, at the time when this gist was up, she was allegedly pregnant, even if we didn't see the baby bump. We've still not seen the baby till now.
She's the one. No, I think she lost the baby. I think she had. I think she's the one. Yeah, the one. The
second one is the one that
the
lost
one
the baby. Yeah. Yeah, she's the second one that lost the baby.
But did any of you believe her story, though?
I feel like that girl was just looking for, like,
I don't think she was lying, though.
I don't think she was lying.
I don't think she was lying. The only problem is she just kept going on and on.
Yeah.
And I started dragging people who were not even involved, them Chioma.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was the annoying
part. So it became nasty. But then when she started the story, I mean, at default when I heard it, I didn't just say, oh yeah, this is a lie. Because it didn't sound like it was a lie. Just And Davido wasn't addressing it. It now seemed more like she's telling the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly. If it were to be a lie, Davido would definitely sue. That guy don't keep quiet. You say, Mokuna no beg me.
Well, Davido too. Since we're talking about Davido, let's talk about his owing and him not.
OBO.
Dami Crane have given him a new name. Is that OO1 as in OWE1? So obviously a lot of people have called Davido out and said that he has reneged on contract. He has not finished paying their money. Mr. Abu, businessman Abu, said that he's owing money. This other NFF president, man Pinnick, says that he's owing the reneged on a contract. Dami Crane is saying that, you know, Davido hasn't paid for, you know, everything that Dami Crane gave to Davido back in the day. And what's his name again? What is one's name again? Sam Clef is being a personal advocate for all of them.
It's just Sam Clef is starting a campaign. Like, if you know Davido is owing you,
reach out to
me now.
You know how to go about it.
Do you guys believe that Davido could actually be owing money?
Why not? It can be owing now, for sure.
At the end of the day, I think it's perspective. Uh-huh. And here's what I'm saying. It's when you have an agreement with someone, right? You know, okay, definitely I'm owing this person. But because you're friends and you do certain things together, and the friend is expecting something without informing you. You get it? Uh-huh. So, for example, we stay in the same house, but this is my business. I buy something from him. But you expect that because I'm staying in your house, I'm not going to pay for that particular service.
Yeah.
You get? So, I think that's the dynamics for Dami Crane and Davido.
So, and I also thought that maybe Davido has too many people around him. So, some of them are negotiating deals on his behalf.
I agree.
And sometimes, those people have negotiated deals on his behalf and they've actually gone through.
Yeah.
And Davido has showed up and performed. So, it became believable to negotiate deals through those kind of people. And then, sometimes it doesn't go through and it's like, oh, man, you don't collect my bar.
And I said the exact same thing on radio when we're at the heat of this whole conversation. I said, it was special. When I listened to him, I was like, how is this guy talking with so much confidence as a hype man? Ogasa, you're a hype man. Know your place in the OBO hierarchy. You should know where you are. If it is your contact person that is giving you the job or the contract, it's okay. Pass all the information, pass all the documents to the business manager. Let that person be in charge of the neck, and then maybe you can go there and have your own cut or something like that. So I feel like what is affecting Davido's music is actually affecting this business part of everything, because the music is just not organized. Things, they just do things anyhow, and it's affecting this business part of it. So it's like, I speak to such and such person, that person will tell you, I forget you, Davido. Automatically, that person can reach Davido and they have a conversation. He'll just present one deal before Davido and Davido sign. Nah, it's not supposed to be like that. Everything should be organized so that, I mean, right now, I'm scared to let some of them know that some of that money don't go.
Yes,
no. OT law straight. Because Davido can actually tell you, did you have a conversation? Did we talk directly? No, you went through a third party. So go through the third party. And then that third party,
our mouth is dry like a sound on the desert.
Money don't move. Money, fam.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Crazy times. Well, what else are we going to talk about?
So, let's... people who became popular this year. One of them, Very Dark Man.
Oh, Lord. Oh, mercy.
You will learn.
My guy.
Please.
You know, once in a while, people pop up like this. Some people last a month, some stay for 2 weeks. Well, I mean, Very Dark Man is staying for some...
Is he still trending?
Yes, now I saw him addressing the people that were arrested who said Davido was owing. He's now addressing it. He's addressing Mr. Ibu's situation.
He most recently even came out and said someone sent him a DM that they were going to...
Use a woman.
They were going to set him up with a lady and all of that, and it was going to be careful, blah 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 blah. He's not going anywhere, man.
Please, the guy actually irritates me. I'm not even going to lie. I feel like as if when he started his advocacy thing...
There's a lot of girls don't like Very Dark Man.
No, when he started his thing, it was quite interesting. Like, I feel like it started during... he had a few things to say about the mobile situation. He was actually making sense. That's also something that happened this year.
I think Very Dark Man... So, okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think Very Dark Man lost a lot of women or ladies' fans when he started calling for DNA. if there's anything women don't like to hear,
it's that DNA.
No,
like,
but the DNA like thing
why?
Is not the
why
DNA.
Why are you
the
calling
the
for
DNA? DNA thing
every
is not
woman
a problem.
Like, what is your issue?
But the DNA thing is not a problem. It's just the timing that you're calling for the DNA. Like, it's the wrong timing. There's time and place for everything now. You can't, they just lost somebody, and next thing you're asking for DNA. Oh. I feel like the point where me, I just lost interest was where you're trying to advocate for people, you're trying to talk and be like a public whatever, whatever, and then the video comes and tells you, oh, let me lodge you in a hotel, and then you're stupid enough to go and stay there. If anything happens that you have to actually say something against Davido, do you think that he will be able to talk? Do you guys think he will have
I don't even understand
the
concept. What was it? Did they have a meeting, or he just say it's too cold in Jos, come to Lagos and stay in the hotel? Or
I feel like Davido was being smart. The guy is trending, people are talking about him. Okay, let me get him to my side, let me bring him out, let me show him the good life. And he wasn't even being, what's that word, private about it or anything. He just blah everything on social media. Next thing we're seeing you at a hotel, Davido did this, Davido did that. That's where I just lost interest in Very Dark Man. But he's going to be fine, Sha. He'll be alright.
I thought
good.
They had prior connections. Like, they had a previous relationship. Like, they were friends or
they
something.
Did. I'm not aware they of are. That. That's crazy.
I thought so.
And Tunde Edna takes him very personally, though.
Yeah.
It's like, anytime you're screwed, you see Very Dark Man.
My days.
Oh, boy. Well, I wonder who else is going to pop up, though. I don't know.
Burna Boy was also in the news. Recently, he said he wants to pay Blocks, actually stop talking about him. Do you guys buy this thing, or he's just being Burna Boy?
Well, if he's going to make me rich, I'll stop talking about Burna Boy on radio. He should just come and pay me, man.
Burna Boy.
I'm planning on sending the proposal to his team, so in case anybody knows, plug.
Wow.
Please plug me.
That's crazy.
Once in a while, Burna Boy likes to be arrogant. It's his person. Now, who he be, you know, sometimes he fights the demons, sometimes they overtake or overpower him. And then now makes it seem like he's ungrateful to Nigeria. It now seems like we are not even up to his standard. It's like, I'm a janded guy now. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's not giving good vibes at all. But him saying the Blogs, he doesn't want... Nah, it's just Burna Boy being Burna Boy. I mean, like it or not, you need the Blogs. You need everybody to talk about you. Because if you have the best songs in the world and nobody's talking about it, then who knows what you've got?
I feel like maybe it's not affect him now. He's Burna Boy.
He doesn't need it, to be honest.
Nobody has arrived. There's see, nobody
like
that has arrived.
He doesn't
need it. Burna Boy believes he has arrived.
I don't think he's that foolish.
My guy is in his own cocoon. He's not, though. He knows what he's doing, though.
What's he doing?
And let me tell you the truth. I think I saw Cardi B do the same thing with the Shade Room. She actually wrote to the Shade Room, don't post me. It's normal for celebrities to do when they feel like, but your platform is not going to make me. I can make your platform. Because they feel like you're actually getting engagement off of using their names on your platform. That's what they feel. So it's left to, they know how they have big they are.
This
so
is what happens when people spend money on PR.
Yes.
They know that what gets you popular or gets people talk about you
is
money.
Yeah.
So they don't care whether you do this or that. I'm going to bring my money out. When I put out a song, it go trend.
Simple. They do it. So I don't know. It's a strategy for him, and hopefully it works. Because just two blogs you mentioned, Abby.
Well, he said etcetera.
Put etc.
Oh boy, he
said every other blog. There's no one Nigerian talking about him at all.
He replied Daniel Rega too, and it was like, you too. Now you are the talk a lot.
How much? Oh boy, lots of people in the comment section say, oh boy, guy, be one small blog, I be talking about you, Daniel. How much you pay master to talk about you, oh boy? Even Cool FM too. Details we will not talk about. Just like Dave said,
write me a check,
write
man.
Me a farm.
Yeah.
No, cut that check.
Make I go Calabar.
Oh God, have mercy.
Flight money, no.
See my neck. No
last
space.
Last thing we're talking about today is about Jada Pinkett Smith. Jada has been on a tour. She dropped a new book and she's talking about her life between herself and Will Smith.
Jada was like the female version of Very Dark Man.
Ow, no,
like,
no.
You know when you think she has said the worst, then she will not say the one that is. I'm like. It's worse than the worst. I'm like, no.
But a baby girl came to say that she has not been with her husband for the past 7 years, which means that the year where the Oscar saga happened and Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage.
Uh-oh, Richard! Oh, wow! Wow! Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
both of them were separated, both of them were not together. And she also said that she was very confused as to why Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
You know, the one also that confused me was when she said she was confused that Will Smith would refer to her as his wife. I'm like, whoa.
Bruh,
you see why it's not even good to be choking mouth in husband and wife problem? So who knew what this thing was going on? We were here raising our voice. How dare you? And see what was going on. This Will Smith will still come out and shame all of us and say
he actually did. Like he has come out to say, like, look, he really loves Jada. Jada is such a piece of art, and he's so such a strong woman.
That guy's a victim in all of these things. More pity him. You know what I'm saying? This thing. God, imagine we have a. No, imagine we've kept it secret. Nobody knows that we are no longer together. And in that situation, what do you expect him to do? To say, don't talk about her, or don't talk about this lady. No, they were trying to put up a fake front.
Yes.
What are we saying? So the guy called you his wife. You are not mad that he called you. You are surprised.
You are surprised.
What are you shocked for? For how many years you guys have not been living together? We did not know.
Yeah.
Now he called you a wife. Now you are like, Jada needs to chill for real. Like, shut the fuck up. So that's why somebody said there's maybe Tupac is not even dead. Tupac just pretended to die. Just
it made him got tired, man. I can't deal.
Nigga said no.
Did he really escape? Because even in his escape she's still
Smith.
Talking about him now.
It's me faking death, like, go back and more. Maybe live life normal. Because whoa, every day, one new dragon, they come from Jada. It's a concern. I beg.
It's Cool FM Canals 4Play Podcast.
Guys, so those are just a few things. We've not talked about everything that happened in 2023. I mean, we cannot do that because we have a limited amount of time, but we've been able to talk about the most interesting things that happened in 2023. It's already November, so things are gonna happen in December and all of that stuff. But yes, to end the podcast, to end this season of the podcast, we did a little recap, and I just want to ask everybody in the house, well, this is Big Dave's first appearance on the podcast, but for Mega and Detox, like, well, how would you rate this year? Also, how would you rate 2023?
My savings finish, yo. Savings go.
But better than last year.
Huh?
I feel like last year. Okay, no. Who?
This is. Did you know that they removed this
Detox
thing?
This is the year of subsidy. Oh my god. No, but me personally, last year get us to be. Deals did not come true. You know, so, but I'm not saying deals came true.
Before you go, come true. We don't tell you come true since you refused to, guys.
So, but personally, 2023 been a better year than 2022. So I'll give it a. I'm still very hopeful for this December. Uh-huh. Something needs to happen.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Something needs to happen. That's Calabama's happened. So so I'll give my year 7.9.
Big Dave, how about you? How was 2023 for you?
Well, it was an adventure. It's been chaotic.
Wow.
I don't even know how to describe it, but yeah, I think I'll give 2023 a 6.
You see, when he mentioned chaotic, I remember when his phone went bad.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Crazy, yeah, buddy.
When he mentioned chaotic, I was thinking, is it about moving to Kano?
Oh boy, that phone period, I'm like, yeah, no. Those were trying times.
And then a few months later, my laptop too went bad.
Wow.
The laptop add to that phone.
They mean yes. You.
Are you serious, yes, though? Oh boy, this one, he passed chaotic with that, though. Well, for me, 2023 was. Deals wise, yes, 2023 was better. But imagine you are getting more deals and then you are spending more.
Yes, yes.
Where the sense gone day?
We just have more problems and more money.
Exactly. It's 2022 like this now. You make your small change then you can still, you know. But now you small extra money will come, but then you spend it. And 2023 actually went the way I expected it to be honest. Expenses were, of course, on the high side. Conversations, and I feel like on a personal basis, maybe I am making more friends who
can take me to a certain spot. Maybe I did that more in 2023. I don't know what I did. I want to take time out to actually review the year to see if there were certain spaces that I entered, certain conversations that I had, you know, that led me to actually meeting people that matter. So I failed to do that last year and the year before. Most of the stuff probably just came to me, fell on my lap and stuff. But yeah, maybe I did a bit more networking for 2023. So I'm hoping to build on that for 2024 and let's see where it leads.
So where do you rate it? 1 to 10?
1 to 10. I'll give it 7.
7!
Yeah, 7.
Woo, okay. Well,
Scarlett, you were supposed to fall in love in 2023. What happened?
Update.
Okay, yes. So, Scarlett, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure any love is happening this year, and I'm not even concerned about that. But my 2023 has been awesome. It's been great. There's been a lot of self-development, self-discovery. There's been a lot of, like, doing things for my own self, spending time with myself, developing myself, picking up an interest that I thought I had. Well, yeah, it's been a very self year this year. To be honest, I'm not even going to lie. I have cooked more this year.
Okay.
I have learned about myself a lot more this year. I've been able to put more energy into other things and not just channel all my energy to one thing this year. So I'm hoping next year at least to start bearing fruit.
Yeah.
So just making foundation and building yourself and being a better version for yourself and living for yourself, enjoying yourself company.
So you're gonna rate it a what?
I'm going to rate this year a 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I'm gonna rate it a 9 out of 10.
Even without love,
yes. Self-love year, period. So if there's love that comes in, it's extra. But yeah, that's it. 9 out of 10
you,
for me.
You get it. Like, the one is missing.
Mm. Me, one. You know, I picked my own 7.
Y'all really always have to turn everything around. Anyway, guys, take care of yourself. Have a good year and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, I guess. Have a good time. We'll see you when we see you. Bye.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.